being a working professional is not for the faint of heart. Even if you're doing what you love every single day, like I get to do, doing the podcast, the coaching, creating scientific content, writing articles, collaborating with some of my favorite brands. Believe me, that's a dream in a lot of ways, and I'm sure that's the case for a lot of you, or you guys are taking the steps towards that kind of lifestyle and professional life. But let me tell you that it's extremely, extremely challenging, and it's not always fun. But it's the hard work that is typically the important work. But nevertheless, that stress does contribute to a number of deficiencies, one of the primary deficiencies being magnesium. Like I said, there's a lot of stress involved in the daily grind. And if you're not careful, that stress can start to take a toll on your body, not only draining you of that vital energy, but making you magnesium deficient. And this deficiency can lead to higher levels of anxiety, irritability, trouble sleeping, and low energy. It can even contribute to muscle cramps. That's why I recommend you supplement with magnesium daily. I did a whole podcast on this with Wade Lightheart, episode number 56. And you can experience a number of positive health benefits just from getting enough magnesium, including better sleep, more energy, healthy blood pressure, less irritability, stronger bones, reduced muscle cramping, even fewer migraines. But to experience these health benefits, you have to get the right kinds of magnesium. There's actually 7 unique forms, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, stress-relieving benefits. That's why I only, and I do mean only, recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic, full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes all 7 forms of magnesium in one bottle. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, you can go to www.magbreakthrough.com/undress for easy access. I will include this in the show notes. All you have to do is click to make your order. In addition to the discount you get by using promo code undress, that's A-N-D-R-E-S, you can unlock special gifts with purchase with retail values of at least $20. This is a limited time offer for select orders. So go to magbreakthrough.com/undress right now. And I hope that you guys enjoy these amazing, amazing benefits. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Naveen Jain with Viome at the health conference here in Orlando, Upgrade Labs. Naveen, thank you for joining us today and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Lovely. So why don't you tell us a little about why you do what you do?
Well, first of all, we believe that humans should not be sick. And imagine a world where there is no one who actually has diabetes or obesity or heart disease or depression or anxiety and, God forbid, cancer or Alzheimer or dementia. We believe it's possible once you understand what's happening inside your body, and if you can analyze your RNA, which is your gene expression, that everything you can actually change, because your genes don't change, but your gene expression can be controlled by adjusting your gut microbiome and your oral microbiome. So we are here to actually explain to everyone that being sick is a matter of choice, not a matter of bad luck. So don't blame your genes or ancestors. Actually blame yourself for not taking good care of yourself.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a very bold statement, right? I think a lot of people here are under the impression that, in fact, they don't have the privilege of adjusting the way that their environment influences them so they can stay healthy and stay fit, right? So besides getting, let's say, a gut microbiome test, what do you think are some very actionable and accessible ways that people can prevent getting sick at the level of epigenetics?
Well, very simple. The food, let food be thy medicine, let thy medicine be the food. So go back to 2,500 years ago, there is a Greek doctor named Hippocrates. He says all diseases begin in the gut. Let food be thy medicine. We forget that message. Food is the medicine. Food is not simply to satisfy your needs of nutrition. It has a substrate and chemicals that your microbiome analyze, actually converts them into metabolites that are absorbed in our blood, and they change our gene expression. So the best way is to know what is. Don't ever believe that there are food that are healthy or not healthy. There is no such thing. Spinach can be good for you, and spinach can harm you if you cannot digest oxalate. Similarly, broccoli can be good, but it's really bad for you if you have high sulfide production.
Avocado, that's me, by the way.
But avocado can be good, and it's really bad if you have high uric acid production. So there is no such thing as universal healthy food. Is it healthy for you right now or not? And not forever. When you do a retest in 6 months, your body may change. Same thing for supplement. Don't put the stuff in your body. Test, don't guess. Don't say, I'm going to take NAD. NAD may actually help you, or actually it can start the progression of cancer. So there's no such thing as a free lunch. So don't put anything in your body unless you test it. And the best way to do that is to actually analyze your RNA and not your DNA. And that's the reason we are here at Viome, with a simple belief: if we can help the humanity live healthier, we can help a billion people live a disease-free life.
Very lovely. And so what do you think about the state of mind that people are in when they eat? And how does the state of mind or the perception of what they're eating influence your body's ability to use that food? Right. So let's say objectively, like, let's say you get a Viome test, yeah, and all of a sudden you have identified a few key foods and ingredients that are really good for you. But you are in a state of mind where, let's say, you typically don't eat something like that, or you're just, you don't like to eat it. So how does that state of mind influence the food and the process of becoming healthier?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, your cravings comes from your gut microbiome. They make you crave food that they want. At the end of the day, there is a little bit of willpower you need to adjust a bit. So maybe you won't avoid all the foods that are avoidable, but at least you start with avoiding half of them. Similarly, you may not eat all the superfoods that are good for you, but you start with half of them. And suddenly, your body starts to change and starts to feel better. And you don't know what better is until you get better. Yeah. Because we start to feel what we have is normal. Oh, I'm 64 years old. You know, obviously, my joints hurt. You know, my body is kind of bloated now. And I'm you know, gaining weight. It's just part of aging. No. It's not part of aging.
Yeah.
I'm 64. My biological age has now come down to 52. I have more energy now than when I was 60 years old, right? And that's the part of biohacking, is you actually can get better as you age. And that's the part I love about what we do.
And so it's a matter of gaining perspective. And once you feel the difference, now all of a sudden you're motivated to eat some of these foods, yes, to keep testing what you're, you know, putting in your body. Great. And then as far as, so when you test your microbiome, you know, this is something that's constantly changing. How do you keep track of that change, and how do you keep making the best decisions so that you're constantly striving towards making strides towards, you know, optimal health?
So microbiome doesn't change daily, but when you change your diet substantially over the next 6 months, your microbiome changes a lot. And that means you have to retest after 6 months, and the foods that were bad for you can actually be good for you now, and the things that were good for you may actually become bad, because your body is constantly changing and adapting, and you have to keep retuning yourself every 6 months.
Right. And what do you believe, let's say, as a sort of precursor to all the testing that you do, the platform that you have, the content that you share, what do you think is a precursor as far as self-awareness from a physiological perspective? Like, what do you believe everyone should know about their body, their physiology, in order to make the most of all the therapies that we have here in your company and then at the conference itself?
So the main thing is, you know, changing your mindset to the mindset of possibilities. Unless you believe something is possible, you won't be able to get there. If you believe your body is supposed to be sick and you're 64 years old and you are going to be like that, your body is going to hurt and you can't walk properly and that's how the life is going to be, you will never change anything. So once you start to believe and say, you know what, I can be better and I want to be better, then you start to look at the perspective of the things, what can I do to be better? But if you don't believe you want to be better, there is nothing you and I can, anyone can tell you that would work for you, because you just don't know. Going to make a change.
Right. Can you remember a moment in your life where this really spoke to you and where it made a difference in your life?
And you know, honestly, I've always felt that the possibilities are endless for me.
You always felt that way from a very young age.
I mean, you know, I have done 7 companies and I've been doing this for, you know, 30 years now, right? And to me, I always believed in the mindset of possibilities. And I always looked at the future, what it can be, not what the future is. And always believed that you as an entrepreneur can actually make anything possible. So believe in yourself and, you know, do some crazy stuff out there and, you know, never be afraid to fail, because your idea may not work, and every idea that does not work gives you a new idea that may work.
Yeah.
So keep pivoting and keep going there until you achieve your goal.
Cool. And I have one last question for you here. So if you could put a message on a billboard, what would it say? And where would you put it? It can be a word, it can be a phrase, it can be a sentence.
Dream so big that people think you're crazy.
Okay.
And that's all it is.
That's it.
Keep dreaming.
Very lovely.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my man.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Here with Catherine Arnston, meeting up again in the Orlando conference, the Upgrade Labs. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
And great to take some of your incredible energy bits here. So you were just giving me a good analogy
that describes the difference and the importance of taking both chlorella and spirulina. Would you remind us and
sure.
how that works and what sure. it looks like?
Well, spirulina is a blue-green algae. We call ours energy bits. And chlorella is a green algae, and we call it recovery bits. Spirulina is known traditionally for providing you energy mentally and physically, but it also provides you cellular energy because it protects your mitochondria from damage, free radical damage. And the most mitochondria are in your brain. You have 2 million mitochondria per cell in your brain. So spirulina is really brain food. So if you're looking to have better thoughts, you want to avoid depression, all these other brain issues, spirulina is your go-to. And this is quite different from chlorella, which is a green algae, and it's known as a wellness detoxing algae, and it does have fiber, and it's been used to build your gut and your protect you from IBS and Crohn's disease. So it's really a gut and wellness algae. So spirulina is a brain food, chlorella is for gut and wellness. Now, I came up with a fun analogy that helps people to understand the difference between the two of them. So, you know, if you go traveling and you're at the nice hotel and you think, oh, I'll have room service. Well, think of spirulina as room service. It gives you, your body, your brain, everything that you need, all the nourishment you need for the day. And chlorella, it cleans it up. It cleans all the junk in your trunk out. It's like housekeeping. Yeah. So spirulina is room service. Chlorella is housekeeping. And on the energy, the spirulina, we call ours energy bits, it's cellular energy. It's not a stimulant. So it's very slow. It lasts for a long time. There's no up and no down. It just, and it satisfies your hunger. Both of them are keto. Both of them are
all the amino acids. All the superoxide mutase. It's
yeah, glutathione. It's unbelievable. But definitely, if you're looking for brain food, that's spirulina. If you're looking for gut and immune system, because 80% of your immune system is in your gut, that's chlorella. That's why we call it recovery bits.
You're the only guest that I've had on the show now 3 times officially. And I think it's a combination of your energy, right? But also, you know, you stand for the highest quality version of the ultimate superfood on the planet.
Yes.
And I think everyone needs to invest in this. I think it lays the foundation for all sorts of health and wellness, you know, avenues, right? And it's like, if you get this right on a daily basis, you're already doing so much for your body, so much
exactly.
for your brain.
Exactly.
So like, and another thing that I want to mention here briefly is, no doubt this is not a cheap product. It's not cheap because it's not cheap, but if you look at it per dose, it ends up being, per nutrient, like the best bang for your buck.
Well, and on that note, we have a quote from NASA that says 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of fruits or vegetables. So I did that analysis and figured out that each bag of our 1,000 tablets has the nutrition of 551 pounds of vegetables. Now, a bag is normally $130, but we have a discount code that you can share. It gives you 20% off. And that works out to about, you know, $100. Well, if you bought 551 pounds of vegetables, that would have cost you $1,500. And spent all that time dragging it home from the grocery store, cooking it, cleaning
it,
chopping it up, fighting with your family members to eat it.
Fighting with the parasites that might be on it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very efficient nutrition. And on that note about, you know, the cost, if you took 10 tablets a day, which is what we sort of recommend for a daily dose, it works out to about $1 a day. Your health is worth $1 a day. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, $1 a day. You know, you do not want to ignore this because a lot of symptoms don't manifest for 10 years. And then you have a chronic disease. And the rest, and then you'll spend 5 or 10 years unraveling that chronic disease.
Yeah.
Don't get to that stage. You'll feel the spirulina instantly or within half an hour. And that's just the energy and satisfies your hunger. But it's working even more powerfully at the cellular level. And as I mentioned earlier today, here at the Biohack Conference, I did a test with the BrainTap folks. They test you for all your biomarkers. And so I got set up and then I went and had some of my algae and I went back 30 minutes later and I blew my markers off the chart. I hit 100% health in virtually every category. They said they'd never seen anything like it before. And I'm 66. And after my algae, my biological age was measured at 32. I'd say that's pretty sweet.
That's pretty nice. And I think on the podcast, we described chlorella as Mother Nature's breast milk, as the original superfood.
That was spirulina.
Spirulina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that the case? Why did these things exist in nature so early on, and how did they lay the foundation for anything that came after?
Well, spirulina is a bacteria. It is a cyanobacteria. Yeah. And 4 billion years ago, Earth was just gas and water. There was no life and there was no oxygen. Nobody knows why a cyanobacteria started growing, but it did. And it generated ATP and released oxygen as a byproduct. So after a billion years later, there was enough oxygen on Earth so larger aerobic cells could grow, but they didn't generate ATP as well. And this is all documented in evolutionary science. So what happened was the larger aerobic cells absorbed the smaller anaerobic cell and coexisted.
A eukaryote.
Yes, and so that original cyanobacteria evolved to become our mitochondria. It's all proven in science. So spirulina is a cyanobacteria. This explains to me why both algae, but particularly spirulina, give your mitochondria everything they need to survive and protect themselves. Because they're family. They come from the same evolution. And your health is determined by your mitochondria. The health of them, the number of them, the efficiency of them. They control your DNA. They control your cellular communication. So your job is to look after your mitochondria. And you do that with correct nutrition, fitness, red light therapy. Cryotherapy is great for getting rid of all the dead cells, senescent cells. So do yourself a favor. Wellness does not have to be complicated. Spirulina is your foundational food to ensure your brain health, your longevity, and chlorella pulls out toxins. The average adult in America has 700 toxins in their bodies, and that's interfering with your health. So spirulina is nourishing and puts nourishment into your body. Chlorella pulls out toxins and builds your immune system. The two of them are your super duo. They will give you everything that you need. I call it your nutritional insurance, but it's also your health insurance.
And why Energy Bits? Why Energy Bits? Why Energy Bits over any other brand?
Because of the way we grow it. And you never want algae grown in lakes. There are companies that grow it in Klamath Lake or the ocean. You can't keep toxins or anything out of algae. Algae will absorb whatever's in the water. So we're known for our triple filtered spring mountain water, no microtoxins. Also, we're the only company I'm aware of that does not use high heat to dry our algae.
Some of the most sun, right?
No, we shoot it up in the air, but we don't use high heat. And 114 Fahrenheit kills enzymes. And one of the most important antioxidants that protect your mitochondria is called superoxidismutase, and that is an enzyme. So all of those less expensive algaes, they're less expensive, but they have to get to market quickly, so they use high heat. They are damaging the superoxidismutase. Same like the blue pigment in spirulina is called phycocyanin, and it has other antioxidant properties, protects your telomeres, reduces inflammation anywhere in your... That, too, is damaged by high heat. So the fact that we grow it carefully, do not use high heat to preserve all the nutrients, it means you get better value. You use less and you get more. And also we package it in UV-protected bags, and we're so focused on education. Nobody else, I am the only person in the world, certainly in America, educating people on algae nutrition. We're all science-based. We just did our own clinical trial. Anyways, it's an amazing food. I'm fortunate that I get this job to share Mother Nature's best invention with you. Yes, mother's breast milk is known as the perfect food, but I did the analysis and found out that spirulina has the exact same aminos and the exact same proportions, so it's virtually identical to mother's. So it's the number two. I do have to get probably back to my booth because we're closing up, but it is amazing. You can visit us at energybits.com. Use your discount code. I promise you, it's good for children, pets, grandparents. It's the safest, easiest. If you can swallow water, you can get nourished in seconds. That's the key. You're nourished with the safest, purest, concentrated food in the world, and it is food. It is not a supplement.
There
you go. So there you go.
Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, well, thank you, and for all that you do.
Thank you for your energy and your presence today. It means a lot.
All right.
All right, you guys. I'm here with Dr. Ted Achikoso from Troscriptions, Smarter Not Harder. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. I haven't seen you in a little while. How have you been?
Thank you. I've been great. We've been doing well here in the show.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why we're here is that, well, of course, we have our products, the buccal chokies for focus, energy, for calming you down. And these are substances that are receptor equivalent, meaning the drugs that you take, that you buy, actually they're molecules that are the same in plants, you know, that will activate the same receptors. So, since I love medicinal plants, I like discovering those and actually giving it to you in a more natural format. And Troscriptions is a company that I founded together with, it has a sister nonprofit called Health Optimization Medicine. So even when we were not yet profitable, we already started giving back. I think it's a new mode of doing business, is having a yang mode that generates the profits and a yin mode that gives back to nurture. You know, and what we do is educate physicians and non-physician healthcare practitioners in health optimization. So what happens in our model is that, you know, the health optimization, medicine and practice practitioners, they determine what kinds of products we can actually bring out, because health optimization actually requires balancing of subtle toxicities and borderline deficiencies of hormones, nutrients, cofactors. And so it takes quite a few months to do that, like 3 months at a minimum, you know, and longer if you have severe deficiencies or toxicities. And so we have to address immediate problems like, for example, anxiousness and sleeplessness, or, you know, lack of focus, you know, brain fog, lack of energy. And of course, you know, a lot of people are actually, because we have a highly sympathetic world, you know, we need a way to stop their thoughts. So I thought I should develop something that would stop someone's thoughts, like mine, you know, especially before sleep.
How do you stop thoughts?
Well, there are several ways. Of course, the time-tested way is to learn how to meditate without taking anything. But I'm the impatient sort. So as you know, the brain actually has two major neurotransmitters for on and off. On, of course, is the glutamate neurotransmitter. And you know that because if you've ever taken MSG, that's the neurotoxicity coming from MSG, right? It's neurotoxic, right? Yeah. And then there's the off switch of the brain for the whole brain is, of course, the GABA neurotransmitter. So what you do is you activate the GABA neurotransmitter in order to be able to slow down the thought processes, right? The others are superstar neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, you know, those are like everyone focuses on. But I call those the foreground molecules. You know, I'm the background sort. Like, I want to be able to turn off and turn on the lights on the stage.
Yeah, right, absolutely. And, you know, as someone that's so ambitious or successful in this field, your mind is constantly racing, coming up with new ideas, new mechanisms. New formulas. And you know that you need to sometimes turn that off, that ambition off. I know you do it very selflessly, as you've described, but sometimes you need to turn it off. You need to be selfish to be selfless.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, as I said, even in health optimization, I teach my students actually to say, to tell their patients that, or their clients, that there's a certain selfishness involved in your wellness, right? In health optimization. It's like this. It's like, you know, when the oxygen masks in the airplane come down, put one on yourself first before you put one on your kids, right? So, for example, I'm still practicing medicine. When my patients tell to me, oh, no, I don't do that. I can't do that. I don't have time because my kids are doing this. I said, no, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself
first.
And then you help your kids.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, what's going to happen to your kids if you're gone or you're sick, right?
Right.
So that's the selfishness that's needed. And of course, the me time, the quiet time, because we're so dopaminergic, right? You know, you've seen the fad of dopamine fast. It's not actually a fad. You know, if you're attached to social media and these other things that actually get you addicted, you know, to them. And for me, my most precious resource in my life is my attention, right? So, and marketing out there will just grab your attention, right? So the key there is to be able to distance yourself, and a way of doing that is to quiet your mind. Right? And saying, okay, these are just impulses that are coming to me in context, and you could just see them as that, rather than getting engaged immediately, getting emotionally involved, and suddenly you're in just this highly sympathetic state, getting mad all the time.
Right. And so two questions. When do you think you cross the line where it becomes too selfish? Like, what are some signs and symptoms that you're being too selfish with your health and well-being, with the investment that you're making? And let's start there. What do you think is the fine line?
No, actually, there is no fine line. There's just a gradation between what you value, you know, and what your responsibilities are, right? So for me, I value my life, so I don't take unnecessary risks. I do go skydiving because that's a calculated risk.
Yeah.
But I don't chase someone who cut me off just to cut him off.
Right,
that's unnecessary risk.
Right.
Because you don't know whether that guy has a gun rack and has a gun that can be pointed at you.
Right.
That's unnecessary risk. So I value my life. I value my health. So I eat things and do things that are not necessarily tasting the best and do not necessarily feel good, but actually they're good for you in the long run. Right. And then I value my time. So I give myself alone time. I meditate in the morning. I meditate in the evening. You know, all times of the day, if I have a few minutes to just breathe, right? Even just two or three deep breaths to just reconnect with my center.
Right.
That's my time, right?
Right?
So that's what I value. And for me, that's not selfish. That's like just reassuring that the quality of life, because health optimization for me is like, well, you can just extend the quantity of life via longevity, right? But what about the quality of your life? Someone can hit you with a bus and there's a worse than longevity, right? But the quality of your life until you lived it, right? So when you take care of the quality of life, then you are better present with other people,
right?
So then you say, you know, is that selfishness when you took out that time so you could be more present with your kids, right? You're not scrolling while you're talking, you know, you're half talking to your kid and half looking at your email. That's totally fucked up, right?
You know, I know, I'm totally with you. And something that comes to mind for me is a little quote that goes, extend lifespan not for the sake of more moments, but through the quality of the present moment.
Yes. In fact, the company's name that makes prescriptions is actually Smarter, Not Harder.
Right.
And our company mission is actually to decrease suffering in ourselves and to decrease suffering in others, knowing that there is no other. Right?
Wow.
You and I,
right.
No, we're the same.
Right.
You know, we're connected. And so when we decrease our suffering, we decrease yours.
Right.
So because we relate to you a lot better, we become better citizens, not only of our families and our societies, but of the world as a whole.
Right.
And so we begin to care not only for ourselves, but for the other species, our environment, you know, what's going on with, you know, like, for example, my favorite charity is Near Earth Asteroids, because no one cares. Right.
So you've already answered this question indirectly, but what do you think everyone needs to know about their physiology, about their body, their mind, their science? And how do you think that kind of understanding helps them make the most of, you know, everything that you guys offer and everything that everybody else is offering here at the conference?
In a practical way, I think there are two things that I'd like them to know, is that we now have the technology to shift perspective from organ-based system to intracellular-based. So we, as a physician myself, right, I was trained in the brain is my specialty, right? So you have brain specialists, lung specialists, heart specialists, etc. That is for illness, right? But now when you're talking about health, you need to know about the cell and what's going on inside the cell. We went the extreme way. We got too focused on the DNA. And the DNA can only tell you what may happen because it cannot necessarily express, right? Depending on epigenetics now, your lifestyle and so on. So the foundation, if you want to boost yourself in terms of performance, etc., take care of the health of your fundamental cell first. Know a little bit about what the mitochondria do, to know what the microtubules are, know what the cell membrane does, right? Know how the signaling inside the cell occurs. How do they communicate? How are they networked to other cells? So instead of, you know, looking at studies, for example, where the ecosystem is other human beings, you then begin to shift your perspective. No, the body is a network of cells that are cooperating with each other, right? And so when, for example, the cooperation disappears, then you'll have cancer cells that will say, well, I want to survive and reproduce too. It's not necessarily good for you, as a person, but it's good for the cell. So you begin to understand, put yourself in the position of the cells, like, what do I need? I need my vitamins, minerals, cofactors. You know, I need all of those in order to function properly. I need to be able to communicate with the rest of the network, right? I need to be able to modulate my function. So that's why I started health optimization. Is because in medical school, we're taught, okay, this is running normally. We don't even know what that is. It's like, okay, if a tire breaks down, then, you know, replace it. Like you get a heart transplant, for example, right? But no one tells us, okay, how do you get this into a Formula One racing engine, right? No one teaches you that. And that's why I started health optimization, because there can be no true performance optimization without prior health optimization. And right now, the smallest area that is clinically verifiable, right? I'm not saying that all of this energy, equipment, etc. are not valid. All I'm saying is that there is no way to test them. Right. So, but now we have metabolomics that you can take a look at the human metabolome that tells you what is happening now. You know, the DNA cannot tell you what's happening now. The DNA cannot tell you whether or not you have mercury poisoning. Right. So the metabolome can. Right. So, and that's what I want people to know is like, we, the Health Optimization Medicine Experts, we take care of your basic cell. So when you take care of basic cell, that's the foundation of all the other organs in the body.
Right.
So when you come to us, we'll take care of that. We'll set aside your disease, right? And then you notice that whatever treatment is being given to you is actually working a lot better,
right,
because we're taking care of the basic cell and its needs, right?
Right. And so for the average person tuning in right now, let's say they want to learn about their cells, but instead of just focusing on the micro perspective,
yeah,
being able to see the big picture, what that means for their body, it wouldn't make sense for them to read a biology textbook, right? So what's the best place for the average person tuning in right now to learn about their cells, that biology, but how it actually influences the bigger picture of their lives?
Okay, that's really nice for people who are really interested, especially, you know, if you're really interested in this, we have a website, homehope.org, and home is health optimization medicine. Hope is health optimization practice. It's intended really for physicians and non-physician healthcare practitioners to know exactly how the fundamental cell contributes to the rest, right? But there are a lot of free materials in there for you to learn about what the cell does and how you could see it in a network. And the network is called the holobiont, right? So we have a holobiont point of view. Whatever we give you is unique to you and it's unique to the other person because we have what's called biochemical individuality, right? What your doses are and what you need is going to be different from the next person, right? So that's the best place. For me, I created that nonprofit specifically to teach that particular thing. And if you, you know, biology textbook will give you only, you know, the biology, environment, etc., you know, but a cellular, even just a high school textbook on the cell alone,
right,
will, you know, will give you enough to do that. And then you could research, you could take a look at various, there are various videos out there on mitochondria, on cytoplasm and what the cell needs, right? But if you're interested in helping yourself or helping someone else take care of yourself, come to our site, take a look. You know, there's a free lecture there, 3-hour lecture there that I gave that sort of like summarizes. But the important thing is when you do this, is that you need to have an objective measure, right, of how well you're improving the client or the patient,
right?
And that's what I'm after, right? You have to provide, say, okay, here's how you improved, you know, 3 months after or 6 months after.
Right.
And therefore, then we become really scientific about the way we do things, right?
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Ted. What an honor to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, any closing thoughts? You know what? Let me ask you this. If you could put a phrase, a message, a word on a billboard in the middle of this conference for everyone to read, what would it say?
You know, I have this saying that I usually close with.
Okay.
Prescription for optimal health is very simple. You know, eat well, drink well, sun well, ground well, detox well, love well. And all of those you do so you can fuck well.
There we go. There we go. I love it. That's also you can fuck well. And then fuck well is the pinnacle. That brings the rest of the health and wellness into
well,
the game.
That's what we do, right? Survive and reproduce. So you do all these things. Oh.
That's really why we're here, right? that's why we're here.
Especially for men when they come to my clinic, right? It's like, you know, my wife tells me that, you know, you're really good at optimizing health, but I don't really care about that. I care about my boner.
I love it, man. Amazing. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank
Ted.
You.
What an honor.
So that's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. For all of the show notes, including clickable links to anything and everything that we discussed today, everything from discount codes to videos to research articles, books, tips, tricks, techniques, and of course, to learn more about the guest on today's episode, all you have to do is head to my website, andrespreschel.com. That's AndresPreschel.com, and go to podcasts. You can also leave your feedback, questions, and suggestions for future episodes, future guests, so on and so forth. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next one. Have a lovely rest of your day.